So what do you want to do? What do you want to say? What do you want? Tell me anything.
Well, I'll say this. A friend of mine works in makeup, and it seems like a lot of big stars always want to take shortcuts on the makeup and so forth. It seems like Arnold, there ain't no shortcuts.
Arnold never needs a shortcut when it comes to being professional. There's nobody I've ever worked with in my career that's more professional as far as sitting there and taking what has to happen to help him create the character that he's playing.
So what was the biggest challenge in this one?
The biggest challenge in this one, well, there are basically three, and I can give you each of them. The most important challenge was the design of the TX, which was our new Terminator, a Terminator that had to be more powerful than Arnold, had to be more advanced than Arnold, had to be as evil as we've ever seen, and at the same time had to fit on the skin and within the body of Christanna Loken, who I think created a really wonderful character as our TX in this movie. But so therefore, the endoskeleton that we would have to design for the TX would have to, in fact, be female, would have to be smaller than Arnold, but at the same time, when you see it, you'd have to know immediately that it was a much more advanced endoskeleton, a much more advanced robot than the Arnold, the T-800, the Model 101. The way we did it was, of course, the real way. And that means that we, in fact, used advanced technology to design her with. When the original endoskeleton was designed, which, by the way, the T-800, the original design that I've been taking credit for all these years, is a Jim Cameron design. When I first met Jim, he brought me this painting of this metal skeleton robot and gave me the script of the first Terminator, and that said, that's a great design, and we literally realized his design, but I've been taking credit for it for all these years. I'm not going to stop now, so make sure none of what I've just said is heard by anyone. But that design was done with a pencil and paper and clay and sculpting and molds, and it was freehand. It was done by artists with the artistic tools that were available to us 20 years ago when we did the first Terminator. With the TX, we have much more advanced tools to work with as artists, as drawers and painters and sculptors. It's called a computer. We now draw and paint and sculpt with a computer. And with a computer, we are able to do a much more advanced design. The TX is perfectly designed. She is designed in three dimensions. We are able to look at every detail, make sure that she's perfectly symmetrical, make sure that she functions properly, that every joint moves the way it's supposed to move, that all of her, not only does she look cool, but she actually can move and function, because we're ultimately going to send off this design to ILM, and they're going to create the CG version of the TX. So just to create something that is designed well, but that doesn't function, makes no sense. So by using the computer as a tool for design, we are able to design a more advanced character, a much more advanced robot. Obviously, this robot, this TX, is more powerful than any robot we've seen yet. As powerful, as scary, and unlike anything we had ever seen before, the T-1000 was the Robert Patrick liquid metal man that we saw in T-2. Nothing has been yet as destructive as the TX. I mean, her arm turns into a plasma cannon and she can blow up buildings. None of the Terminators before that could do that. She can kick Arnold's butt. She has all of the tools. She has all of the weaponry. She is a battle chassis. She is an advanced battle chassis. By the way, her final look, that black chrome, literally came to me when I was lighting a cigar and looked at a butane lighter that I had in my hand that was black chrome. And I grabbed that little black chrome lighter and I said, that's it. And I went to my guys, my design artists, and I said, this is her finish. She's black chrome. And I went and I saw Jonathan on the set. He was doing some pre-production tests. And I walked up to him and I said, "This is the TX," and I showed him my lighter. And so when you look at her, when you walk out, you see that black chrome that she is. It just came from me lighting a cigar. And there wasn't a lot of thought there. It was like, that's it. So for me, that is probably the most important challenge of T3 was the development of the TX. Equally as important, given the lineage of the Terminators, was that we also created the first Terminator, the T1, the Terminator that was the precursor to Arnold, the Terminator that was not a biped, but that actually rolled on tank treads, a Terminator that I read in the script and said, we can build this machine. We couldn't have 20 years ago, but we can today. And so we put concept design art that had come from the art department under Jeff Mann from T3 with our concept artist, Aaron Sims, who did the final design of the TX, and designed the T1 in the computer, designed how it could work, designed all of its movements, all of its actions, all of its performance, spit all that information out, and we built that robot. So in Terminator 1, we pretended to build robots. In Terminator 2, we pretended to build robots with even more advanced illusions from CGI and animatronics. Terminator 3, we built robots. And it's kind of awesome when you consider this movie and the very thought-provoking ending at the end of this movie, and also know that in the movie, we built robots. And there is not one frame of the T1 in Terminator 3 that is not a real robot. There is no CG. Conversely, interestingly, CG is so far advanced now that our original robot, the endoskeletons, the T-800s, in the Future War, in Terminator 3, when you see this army of endos walking at you, it's completely CG, including the close-up, which was like I went, my goodness, that's the best I've ever seen the real thing, and it's not real. And it's CG. So the wonderful thing about Terminator 3, from the creating of these characters, of what we did with Arnold, by the way, taking virtually half his body off at the end of the movie and revealing the endo skull, endo arm, the endo body under it, even Arnold, when he stepped out of the helicopter at the end of the movie, was part Arnold, part prosthetic makeup and body prosthetic, and CGI. And that which was going to be replaced with CGI, we used green material, and the guys at ILM were able to replace that part of his body with CG. So even Arnold at the end of the movie is a combination of all the effects, including a puppeted body, a puppeted version of him in that position, in that condition, that was at times under that door. In fact, you can see it here on the lot. So all of the effects were used to actually create Arnold at the end of the movie. Everything was used for T3 beyond anything that we've done in the past in any of the Terminator movies. And I think most importantly, it's that Jonathan Mostow directed, I think, such a tight movie. Such a hard act to follow, coming from T1 and T2, and the brilliance of Jim Cameron, to have put together this and actually continued to mix the technologies as brilliantly as he did in this movie, makes the aspect that I'm involved with, which is creating characters, not special effects. We use special effects. We use all forms of effects to help create those characters. But if it's from Stan Winston Studio, it's about characters. It's not about effects. And what we did and what we were able to accomplish in this movie under the direction of Jonathan Mostow was seeing the Arnold character in a way we had never seen him before. And you guys know, because you've seen the movie, Arnold is back. I mean, he's back strong. It's awesome to me to see how powerful he is in this movie and how he comes off. We have a new Terminator, the Terminatrix, the TX, who for me is, it's amazing that it took three movies to realize that the meanest and the baddest of all the Terminators are going to be a female. I mean, how simple is that? Doesn't it make sense? And we were able to create the first Terminators and actually build the robots. Yes?
To the untrained
you're asking the wrong guy. I'll tell you this. You're just asking the wrong guy. T3 kicks butt. I'm sorry. I mean, this movie works. It works on all levels, and it works not depending strictly on technology and effects. It works based on characters. We have wonderful performances from Nick Stahl and Claire Danes, and Kristanna Loken has created a really terrifying new Terminatrix. And those were big shoes to fill because Robert Patrick had created a really terrifying Terminator in T2. And look at what a respected actor he is now. And I think people will really respect Kristanna as an actress based on the powerful performance that she created in bringing this robot to life. I'm just glad we could follow it up with something that's under that skin that I think is pretty cool. I finished.
Okay, when you were talking about the T1s, I just was wondering how exciting the time it must be for your career, your job, when science fiction is really not as much fiction as it used to be.
Science fiction, it's very interesting. It's important for all of us to know that it's human imagination that has always pushed science. It's scientific advancement that has helped push the imaginative creator to create more. It's that imagination that continues to push science. It's very important to remember that when Jules Verne wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, there were no submarines. When he wrote From the Earth to the Moon, there were no rocket ships. The fact of the matter is if we imagine it, we will create it. Since HAL in 2001, since the Terminator, since the concepts in the Matrix, there is no question that we are creating artificial intelligence and we are creating robots. It's happening. We're doing it today. As a matter of fact, Stan Winston Studio is collaborating with MIT as we speak. I am a sponsor. I was approached at the end of the movie AI, Steven Spielberg's AI, where we had to design a whole world of robots. The head of AI there said, what we're missing is the robotic advancements that you have, that you've created at Stan Winston Studio in organic, creating the organic robots that we need for people to relate to robots that we are giving artificial intelligence to. Would you collaborate? Would you share your technology with us in robots if we share our technology of AI? The fact of the matter is that as of right now, and we've been doing this since the finish of AI, the movie, we are building an artificial intelligence. Its name is Leonardo. We are doing the robot. The brains are going in from MIT. The real thing is happening. And we'll just watch Leonardo learn over the next many, many years. So we're imagining it. We're doing it. It's pretty exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.